Heart last Saturday night, and I tried to do last weekend, even though I know Brother Monty was supposed to preach, and he didn't get to preach last Sunday, but I studied Saturday night like I always do. I got up Sunday morning and still studied, and this is the same thing that was on my heart. Brother Lyron got in the middle of on some of it this morning, and Isaiah, he talked about how the to do with the Babylon captivity was from the 40th chapter of Isaiah to the 55th chapter, but this here is in kind of middle of that, even up on the top of my Bible up here where it tells what is going on at the time. It said Babylon's destruction foretold, destruction foretold. And now, what I'll be reading from is the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, y'all pray for me this morning, and I don't mind telling you where you'll know when I get to where I'm my reading lesson. You'll know where our subject is. It says, "When thou walkest through the fire," and so y'all pray for us a little while. My heart is heavy this morning. I don't know how. Life is hard.
Yes.
If it's easy for you, then bless your heart, you count your blessings.
Amen.
But it ain't easy for me.
That's right.
Life is hard. But I can't imagine going through life without God. I'm thankful to know, no matter what we may face, no matter what troubled times we may go through, I have a loving Savior that cares about me, that's going to be there for me. I'm thankful to know today that I don't have to face these troubles alone. I've got a good wife, I do. But I want you to know sometimes she can be part of the trouble. That's the truth, amen. So speak up out there. Sometimes I can be part of the trouble. But listen to me. There's one of them will never be part of the trouble. He'll always be the solution. And he, lost friend, he's the solution for you today. Person that's going through the troubles and hard times today, he's the solution today. Y'all pray for us a little while. But now saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that he hath formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name, thou art mine. Ain't you glad today that you're his? Ain't you glad that you've been redeemed? The Bible talks about over there in the book of Ruth about the near kinsman redeemer. I want you to know you've been bought with a price. And honey, I've been bought with a price. You've been bought with a price. And I want you to know today, lost friend, you've been paid for with a price. Now what you choose to do with that is between you and God. But the blood, the same price that was gave for me has been gave for you. I believe he died for all mankind. Not just part, but all mankind. And so today, the price has been paid for you. I want you to know that you have an opportunity today to be saved by God's grace. But let us go on now. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh boy, we done sung some more songs about that this morning. When we come to those dark waters, listen to me. I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, and thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I was going to go and read more of this chapter, but I believe I needed to stop right there and try to preach this morning. We realize this morning how the children of Israel, when the Lord brought them out of Egypt, how they crossed there at the Red Sea on dry ground. They come through the waters there, and when it says dry ground, I don't believe it was muddy. I don't believe they went through. You're having to be careful about how they stay up, buried up in mud. I believe they walked on dry ground just like I walk on here. I don't believe God just parted the waters a little bit. I believe he brought them all the way back, and he brought the ground for them to walk across, even though the Pharaoh and his army was coming. He was going to bring them out and bring them through, and they was able to cross through those waters safely. When the children of Israel crossed the river Jordan, going into the promised land, I want you to realize he parted the waters. The river didn't overflow them. I want you to realize he took care of that. But I don't think it was what he was talking about here. I believe, honey, he is your redeemer today. He is the one that has paid the price for you. And honey, someday after a while, I'm going to come to that river, and just like the Red Sea was, and just like the Jordan was, it will not, will not overtake me. I heard Brother Barry preach a sermon one time about the River Jordan, how it empties off in the Dead Sea. That's one of the lowest places on earth. What goes in there don't come out. And I want you to know, if you've never been saved by God's grace, you will not have access across that river. You will not have access across the Jordan. Honey, it will take you into the deepest hell that you'll never, ever come out. We find through the scriptures how Noah and his family entered the ark. The biggest storm this earth has ever known. Come, I want you to realize, honey, the waters did not overtake them. Sometimes we go through storms in life. Now I want you to realize it's going to be good to die with. Salvation is being redeemed.
Amen.
But it's good to go through life with.
Amen.
And sometimes we face some of the biggest storms.
Yeah.
I want you to realize, even though I believe they were saved and it was no way that water was going to harm Noah and his family, when that whole ark was going through yonder. And some of us went up there and saw how long and how big it is. It made a wood. Can you imagine the sounds it was making when it was being tossed to and fro, just thinking, is it going to come apart? Lord, where are you? Where are you, Lord? No doubt they was troubled. I wondered if they was going to survive. It was not floating around on a lake. Honey, it was a storm going on outside. There's storms going on in our lives today. It's trouble all around us. There was one time when they was on the sea, and then a storm come up, and the Lord was down in the bottom part of the ship asleep, and there was trouble all around. And they said, Lord, careth not that we perish. They come and woke him up. Careth not that we perish. There are so many times I think, boy, when I'm going through a storm in life, Lord, where is my best friend? And then Teresa, guess what? Just when I give up, he's right on time. He has never left me in the storm. And when I walk through it and go through it, guess what? He's always there beside me.
Amen.
I won't read. I was going to do. It ain't no need planning out how you're going to do a sermon. It ain't going to go like you think it is. There is no temptation taking you but such a common man But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. But he will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. He'll never leave us alone. He'll never forsake us. We'll never face no kind of temptation, whether it be a storm. I want you to know, you hear people say, you ask people sometimes, how's things going? They'll say it's just the biggest storm in our life. They'll say, trouble is all around us. I want you to realize, I understand that sometimes. I've heard people even say, we're dead in the water. I want you to realize, we're not dead in the water. We may be in a storm, but we're not dead yet. Because he's with us. We go through things sometimes, and you may be going, I've seen some of y'all go through things. I've seen you bury your loved ones. I've seen you bury your husbands. I've seen you bury your children. I've seen your homes broke apart. And my heart is ached with you. And I think, how will they keep going, Lord? How will they do it, Lord? And you just keep going. Most of you do. There's some that's not with us today. Sometimes, some when the trouble comes around, they just give up and go on. Walk off and leave it all. Where are you going? Jesus asked him one time, there was a bunch walked off and left him. He asked the 12, he said, will you leave also? And Peter said, where are we going? Thou hast the words of truth. Where else can we go but to the Lord? Where can we go when your ship is being tossed to and fro? Where are you going to go? Sometimes you're going to be tried. Sometimes you're going to be tempted. But I want you to know, he'll never put you in a spot that he don't make a way for you out. And you know what that way out is? It's him. He's always the way out. He's always our escape route. He's always our escape goat. He is always the door. He is always the ark. He is always the way. We never forget that. Even though sometimes in our lives we act like we do. 1 Peter 1:7 says, that a trial of your faith. Have your faith ever been tried? Boy, mine has. Being much more precious than of gold that perish. Though it to be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor of glory, appearing to Jesus Christ. I want to go over here and read another scripture in Proverbs 17. In the 3rd verse, it said, the fining pot is for silver. The furnace is for gold. But the Lord trieth the heart. Listen to me. Gold is tried with fire. It gets the impurities out. Once it goes through the fire, it shows what it truly is. You want to find out what you really are? Sometimes you have to be tried by fire. But he'll walk through the fire with you. Amen. No matter how rough it gets, I've heard people say, how's it going for you? They say, it's just hell here on earth. No, it's not. Not even close. Whatever trouble you're going through ain't even a touch of what hell is like. But I understand what it's like for troubles to be around. I understand that, and so do you. But it's through these times when we find out what we are. Amen. I want you to know life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Amen. You have peace of God like you never know. When everything's good, it's easy then. But you want to find out what you're made of. You stand in front of a coffin that's got your child. You stand in front of a coffin that has your spouse. You stand in a hospital room holding the dying hand of your loved one. You watch your family be destroyed. You go through some real things, and then you will find out what you're made of. He tries the heart. Boy, sometimes, have you ever just wanted to quit? You ever just think, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth all the suffering that I'm going through. It ain't worth the storms I'm riding through. It ain't worth this flame I'm walking through. I want you to know it was worth it to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Honey, when they was tossed in the fire furnace, he did 7 times hotter than it wanted to be heated. I want you to realize it burnt the men up that tossed them in there. But not one hair on them was scorched. Not one thread of their clothing. And when old King Nebuchadnezzar looked, and he said, did we not just put 3 in there? But he said, there is 4, and 1 is as the Son of God. Honey, he will walk through the fire with you. You ain't going to go face no temptation that he did not face. He'll walk with it through, right through the flame with you. And you'll come out and we'll find out what we're made of. He tries the heart of man. Lost my glasses. When I was in the revival, the first one I helped y'all with, I read these scriptures. Brother Marty read them this morning. Him and Brother Larry's been all over my thoughts. I believe that's the way God works. I believe he ties us together. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, it's our Redeemer. The one who redeemed us. We're his. We've been bought with a price. By whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Do you have the hope? Hope in this does not mean, like tomorrow, I hope it don't rain. Hope means confidence. I have hope in the glory of God. Amen. I have hope when I'm going through the fire that he's going to be there. Brother Kyle knows what it's like, don't you, brother? You walk through the valley of the shadow of death and it gets down there to where we're all walking in it. You may be here today, 10-year-old and lost, and think you've got the rest of your life to repent. You ain't got promise of tomorrow. Amen. Today's the day of salvation. Amen. Today's all you've got. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may never come. But when you walk the valley of the shadow of death, and your hope and confidence is in the glory of God.
Amen.
It's nothing like going. I've been with several people as they gave up the ghost and watching somebody just go so peacefully, knowing where they're going. That's having faith. Sister Mary sat right there in that corner and never worried one little bit. You're talking about walking through the fire. You're talking about being tried. Sunday after Sunday, never did say, y'all pray for me. I'm dying. She'd say, y'all pray for this so-and-so at the senior citizen system. They got cancer, she'd say. Just like there wasn't a thing wrong with her. Y'all pray for them. You talk about being tried by fire. You talk about going through a storm and nothing but a lighthouse. Right up in the middle of that ship, a lighthouse. Stick it out, that's what she was. And not only so, but we glory. Boy, this is hard. And if you don't think it is, you ain't seen none yet. In tribulation. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. Listen to me. When I first started preaching, I'd go around everywhere I went. I'd say, y'all pray for me, God, give me patience. Boy, it wasn't long. I started having all kinds of troubles. And I couldn't figure that out. And then I read Romans chapter 5 and what it really said. And I stopped asking people to pray for me to have patience. I found out quick I'm having plenty enough trouble that worketh patience. But let me tell you, patience worketh in spirits. And every time you go through that fire, every time you're dipped down, y'all heard me talk about my pa. He would take the thing where you grind it up and build up the fire. He would take that thing and he'd take a piece of steel. He would drop it in that fire and he'd get it where you could work it. It'd get hot enough. Brother Larry explained it to us one time how it breaks down this and that. I don't understand. I can't even think what you call it. But listen to me. He'd put it in there and he'd bring it out red hot. He'd throw it on that anvil and he'd take a hammer and he'd begin to beat on it and shaping it. Trying to make it into something he could use. That's what God's doing to you. When you're going through the fire, he's getting you hot enough to where he can shape you into something he can use. Then he would take that same piece of steel, dip it down in some oil and temper it, and it would be harder, stronger than ever before. When you go through the fire, when you go through the storm, and you come out on the other side, holding on to God, you got that experience. And that worketh hope. You know what hope is? Confidence. The next time the storm comes, the next time you're in that fire, God's going to be there. Just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
Just like I want you to know that storm would have tore that ark apart. I had no doubt about it. But Jesus held that ark together.
Amen.
We say all the time, it wasn't the nails that held Jesus on that cross. It was love. It wasn't the nails that Noah drove in that ark that held it together. It was the love of God.
Amen.
When Paul was on the ship and they'd seen all hope was gone, they was going to die, they dropped their sails and let her die. There was still hope in God. God delivered again. Just when everybody saw there's no hope, Jesus was right on time. He landed their ship on solid ground. He said, just as you has testified for me in Rome, you'll testify me. Or just as you testified me in Jerusalem, you'll testify for me in Rome. Paul had a job to do and he was going to do it. Let me tell you something, God's got a job for you to do. He'll bring you through it. And then someday when this life here is over, when it's all said and done, I've never seen the Mississippi River. I've never went that far west. I never have went nowhere much. I was probably in my 20s before I ever went to Nashville, I guess. They talk like that river's real long, deep, and wide. Someday I'm going to come to the crossing of that old tide. And my Savior's going to be there. He's going to take me across. I preached a sermon one time about how hot is hell. I preached about how the sun is 27 million degrees hot at its core. And it's going to be devoured in that day. There's going to be a flame that's going to be so hot in that day that it's going to destroy the sun. I've heard preachers say that fire furnace was how hot hell was going to be. It was seven times that it wanted to be heated. It wasn't even close. Not even close to how hot hell was going to be. My conclusion at the end of that study and the end of my sermon I preached, I didn't know how hot hell's going to be. And I never will.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks be unto God. I never will. Do you know? Are you going to know? He's going to take me across the river. He saved me from hell. Never will face it. And I don't want you to face it neither. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel. He was called Jacob, and then he changed his name to Israel. He made him. I believe God makes every one of us. Every one of us, I believe, are made by him. But then he formed him when he called him Israel. We're being formed into something.
Amen.
O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, and I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen. That's my little message. Y'all pray for me that when I face the flames, of this whole life, and I'll never face the flames of hell. When I face the storms, Brother Robert McKay and him, they went down to Florida to pastor a church. Left here, left their homes, their jobs. What most would say their future. Went down yonder and done what God had called them out to do, sent them to do. Buried their son while they was down there. It would have been so easy to have said, I'm mad. I'm quitting. I'm going home and I'm done with this. But every time you'd see them after that, they was just stronger. That's when you and I will find out what we're made of. You want to have a revival? Whatever's going on in your little lives, whatever storm's going on, whatever hell you think you're going through, don't forget, He's there. He's holding your hand. And He is your way out. Now, whether we choose to take that access or not, I don't know. But if we will, we'll come out stronger. And each time we'll get a little stronger and a little stronger and a little stronger to where we come to the point when we're faced with troubles, we'll know without a doubt that God is going to deliver again. That's my message. If you're here today and you're lost, why would you want to go through life without God? Why would you want to die without God? Make Him your Savior today. If He's calling, you seek Him. If you're here today and you've been saved for a long time and you're just about to a point, you're just about ready to quit, where are you going to go to?
Amen.
Where are you going to take your children? Where are you going to go? Keep taking them to the Lord. Go ahead.